This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Movies often shape the way Americans understand our foreign entanglements, for better and for worse. Though in the past, Hollywood was sometimes enlisted to tell an approved version of events, directors over the past few decades have taken to screens, both large and small, to tell a more nuanced account of war from different and often more critical and considerably more challenging perspectives. Black Hawk Down was one of those movies, based on the book by Mark Bowden, a harrowing account of the Battle of Mogadishu. Now comes an 8-part miniseries which may have a similar effect in helping us understand a key moment in the war in Iraq, the 2004 attack on Sadr City. The film series is titled The Long Road Home, and it's based on the best-selling book by the same name, written by ABC News journalist Martha Raddatz. Welcome back to Texas.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
It's my understanding you've been spending quite a bit of time here of late. Were you actually involved in the making of this film to a certain degree, and maybe giving members of the cavalry at Fort Hood a little sneak peek too?
Oh, yeah. We spent a lot of time in Fort Hood, a lot of time transiting through Austin, because the entire series was shot at Fort Hood. They constructed a 12-acre replica of Sadr City, Iraq, that is so realistic. I seriously would walk down the set and find myself making sure that there were no bombs.
Take us back to April 4th, 2004. What happened on that Sunday in Sadr City?
You know, I know it's hard for Americans to even remember a time when we were shocked by the loss of life and casualties in Iraq, but this day was a real turning point in the war. This battalion, from the 1st Cavalry Division, the 25 Cav, thought they were going on a peacekeeping mission, thought they were going on a reconstruction mission. The area they were in, Sadr City, which is a Baghdad slum, had not had a shot fired there in 6 months. So when this unit rolled in and took over the command, which happened minutes before this ambush happened, they were completely surprised. Most of the heavy armor had been left back in Fort Hood. So you had 19 men on a patrol who were ambushed, and the ambush turned into a citywide assault on American forces. All the rescue teams that went in to try to get those 19 men out of there were attacked. And then meanwhile, back home in Fort Hood, these families who didn't expect any violence started getting word about how many soldiers had died, how many soldiers were wounded.
I think that's one of the things that people commented on when your book came out. It was a best-selling book that it really brought home, because you're sort of able to bring in as half of the story, in effect, that home front aspect. But before we go to the home front, these forces that are in Sadr City on that April 4th, 2004, you mentioned that they didn't have, they weren't protected. They didn't have the flak jackets. They were back at Fort Hood. But they also didn't expect some of the tactics that the militiamen would use against them, right? I mean, there were small children who were engaged as virtual frontline weapons, really.
Yeah, every horrendous thing you can imagine happened in this battle. They did have body armor, but what they didn't have is their Humvees weren't all armored. They took in for the rescues because they wanted to get to their brother soldiers. They went in big open trucks full of soldiers who were really, as one described it to me, fish in a barrel. And you see that so vividly in this, so powerfully in this. You know, there's no video of the actual battle. We had descriptions from the soldiers who were there, and when you see it, and it's so well done and so realistic, it is honestly just mind-blowing and heartbreaking. I mean, props to the Army for helping us tell this story, warts and all. There is one entire hour devoted to a soldier who became a very outspoken anti-war activist, but in this episode, he is treated with dignity, respect for his point of view, and it is really just such a different kind of story. You know who these characters are. I know in a lot of war movies, it's like, now which one is that? They all
right,
have the
right.
helmets on.
Right,
but
right.
This one, Miko Alon, who is the screenwriter and executive producer, divides it into 8 characters, and you see it from their perspective, and the casting is so great. You know Michael Kelly is Gary Valesky when you see him. You know Jeremy Sisto is Sergeant Miltenberger, or Noel Fisher is Thomas Young. You know who these guys are because the characters are developed.
Martha, well. I want to stop you here because something is hitting me that, you know, you're a longtime war correspondent. You've covered the Defense Department for many years. Used to work at NPR.
And my husband still does.
Yeah, there you go. You know, as you were describing these characters, as I think you just said, it's easy to sort of see who these players are. Part of the fog of war, as you know firsthand, is that it's not easy to see who these players are quite often. And there's a lot of nuance that's lost in trying to translate it for the big or small screen. How do you avoid that? And do you think that, in fact, this film, given the fact that you literally wrote the book about what happened, do you think that nuance still translates?
I think the nuance in this is incredible. It's even greater than in the book. These soldiers are so, and I keep using the word real. I mean, but what I mean by that is that, you know, they're not the special ops guys. They're not the Navy SEALs. They are not depicted as action figures. They are depicted as they should be, as real human beings who just left their minivans in Texas and are now in the middle of a fight for their lives. And they react differently. They don't all react the same. They don't all react as expected. And that's the kind of nuance this series captures so beautifully.
You talk about the minivans back in Texas on the home front. How did you gather that story? I guess just lots and lots of interviews.
Lots and lots of interviews starting, you know, a few months after the battle. And it was the soldiers who said, if you think we've got it bad, you should talk to our families. And indeed, hearing them talk about this, and these are families that frankly I stay in touch with today. I mean, the family who has an infant child when this began has a 13-year-old boy who I now see. I've grown with these families. I've grown with these soldiers. I've felt pain with them. So this is a very, very personal story to me. And honestly, National Geographic Channel and Miko and all the other producers involved respected that, tried to capture that. The actors, the cast have been fantastic. I mean, many of them lived on Fort Hood during the filming. Many of them have, you know, never really been around the military before, mm-hmm. and it was just eye-opening. And the friendships that they now have with some of the real people involved are pretty amazing to see.
The National Geographic series, The Long Road Home, debuts tonight on the National Geographic Channel. It's based on the book by our guest, Martha Raddatz, correspondent for ABC News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.